hope, joy, peace, and love. Love. Dear friends, let us love one another this Christmas, for love comes from God. Let us mend relationships and forgive those who've hurt us. Let us think of others and put their interests before our own. Let us lower the amount of stress and dysfunction and unhappiness that are in our families. Dear friends, it's Christmas, and we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, when love was born. We're celebrating the birth of the one sent as God's love letter to us, the radiance of God's glory. Jesus is the embodiment of God's love, the icon of God's love, the picture of God's love. This is what love looks like. But what does love look like for you? Is it the mad, wild, passionate love of Heathcliff and Catherine in Wuthering Heights? Is it the jealous, destructive love of Othello? Is it the disappointed and tragic love of Romeo and Juliet? Or is it the comfortable love of things familiar and stable relationships, of family homes and growing old together? Or is love not even a word you use at the moment? Are loss and loneliness more yours tonight? Losing love is like a window in your heart. Everyone sees you're blown apart. Everyone sees the wind blow. And yet God's love is so easy to see. It looks like Jesus sent as a baby. It looks like Jesus dying for us. It looks like Jesus forgiving our sins. It looks like people serving one another in the name of Jesus. It looks like people spreading God's love around. That's what love looks like. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, that is, except ourselves. We can choose to remain in the dark prisons of our own making, rejecting God and spurning God's love, or we can accept Jesus as our Saviour and receive God's love. Two options, as starkly different as night and day or light and dark. What's it to be? Dear friends, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him. And may he fill you with love for Jesus and for one another. Amen.